Mark Ruffalo testifies to Congress about chemical pollution, backed by Achan Rashid Tlaib. By David Ng on November 19, 2019. Actor and environmental activist Mark Ruffalo appeared before a congressional subcommittee on Tuesday to give testimony on chemical pollution and to promote his latest movie, Dark Waters, an indie drama based on the legal fight between attorney Robert Billet and chemical giant DuPont. But his appearance elicited sharp partisan division among members of the subcommittee. Reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and Rashida Tlaib, DME, supported the Avengers Endgame star's decision to speak, while Republican members questioned why an actor with no technical background was giving testimony on a subject as complex as perfluorooctane and polyfluoroalkyl chemicals, or PFAS chemicals. It's unclear to me why a Hollywood actor with no scientific expertise on PFAS chemicals would be called to testify today. Representative James Comer, RKY, said in his opening comments as part of the House Oversight and Reform Subcommittee on Environment. Representative Fred Keller, RPA, had even harsher words for Mark Ruffalo. The majority has called as their star witness an actor, that's right, an actor. An actor with no medical, no scientific or research expertise except for a few scenes, says Dr. Bruce Banner. An actor that has a record of anti-business activism, he said. More importantly to Mr. Ruffalo. An actor with a movie premiering this week that attacks private sector job creators with loose facts and hyped up emotional rhetoric. Rep. Keller added, I'm not sure if Mr. Ruffalo is looking for an Academy Award for his performance in the upcoming movie or for his performance in this hearing. Reps. Comer and Keller said they support a bipartisan solution to the problems posed by PFAS chemicals. But they also noted that the chemicals have important uses, including in certain firefighting foams. Ruffalo stars in Dark Waters as Robert Billet, an attorney who waged a war against DuPont, forcing the company to share documents on a chemical believed to have poisoned the ground and drinking water in certain states. Focus Features is set to open the indie movie November 22 in limited release. The actor spoke in impassioned tones Tuesday about the need for government action. We have done absolutely nothing. We have not stopped industrial releases of PFAS into the air and water, Ruffalo said before the subcommittee. Who should pay? The companies. They knew they were toxic but failed to tell anyone. Rep. Tlaib praised the actor, saying, I think what you said is exactly what we need to do in Congress. She said there remains a culture of so what? That has led to inaction. Corporate greed is tainting our democracy, she said. Put people before profits. Other Democrats who backed Ruffalo's appearance included Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, DFL, and Representative Dan Kildee, DME. I'll take help from anyone who will step up and help tell this story to the American people. Mark, keep doing what you're doing, Rep. Kildee said. Ruffalo closed by saying he wants to see a bipartisan solution from the subcommittee. I want to see that happen. It would be a travesty if that doesn't happen. Earlier in the day, the Hollywood star appeared in a press conference with Billet outside Capitol Hill. Mark Ruffalo spoke about Dark Waters and the need for government action to rein in corporations. We have a chance with this movie. To actually start to turn the tide on who is watching out for us, the actor said. Are we a country that is going to be responsive to the people, and make sure that our people remain healthy? Or are we only going to be responsible to the bottom lines of corporations and their greed? Because right now, the people are losing. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.